Le coin palestinien.
Le coin palestinien.
The Palestinian radio program from Montreal.
Every Monday from 11:30 a.m. to 12 o'clock noon. Chaque lundi de 11h30 jusqu'à midi. Rukn Falastin, برنامج الراديو الفلسطيني من مونتريال.
كل اثنين من الساعة 11:30 صباحا إلى 12:00 ظهرا.
Palestine is free. Palestine is free.
You are listening to Le Coin Palestinien, the Palestinian radio program from Montreal, and this is CKUT 90.3 FM on the web www.ckut.ca. The Palestinian TV in Gaza went on satellite for several months now and could be watched here in Montreal, in fact, all over North America. What's new in the Palestinian TV is the substance, the freedom of expression, the absence of censorship on callers to participate and discussed issues. Dr. Anwar El Agha, he's a director of the international relations at the Palestinian TV, and he also hosts Jawhar El Hiwar program, which is the substance in dialogue. It's just a two-hour program, and people can call from all over, and it's not the only show. He is breaking a new ground when callers from around the world could express their views. Dr. Anwar, welcome to the program.
Welcome, and first of all, I'm very happy to be with you and hear the voice of Palestine or Radio Palestine from Montreal.
Thank you very much. Dr. Anwar, tell us about the Jawhar El Hiwar and if callers are free to express their opinions.
Well, first of all, Jawhar El Hiwar is a program, one of the main programs that we broadcast in Palestine Satellite Channel and Palestine Television, wherein we discuss, I mean the main issues, mainly political issues, what's going on of events and, of course, activities of Palestinians and the activities of the Israeli soldiers against Palestinians, mostly in the areas here in Palestine. Well, Jawhar El Hiwar is an opened live talk show program wherein we receive calls from all over the world, and people can, of course, say whatever they want live and without any censorship, and, of course, with their viewpoints regarding the political situation and what's going on from main issues from all over the world.
Tell me, what are the main issues on the Palestinian TV? What do you talk about for our interview, for our listeners here?
Well, first of all, of course, we have the news. We cover all events and the news that happens here in Palestine and in the world. And we have different programs that we talk about the political situation. We talk about culture in Palestine. We talk about the children in Palestine and the peace. We talk about refugees, about the human being and the human rights here in Palestine, especially so that we have a very bad record from the Israeli soldiers against Palestinians here in the occupied territories.
Could you tell me, it seems like a new policy since Mr. Maher al-Rais became the coordinator for the television. Does he have anything to do with this new approach to the media and opening the airwaves to listeners and audience?
Well, first of all, Mr. Maher al-Rais is a journalist, and he came from a media world wherein he used to work in a radio station in one of these Arab stations, and he'd been appointed here as the director general of the political and special programs here in Palestine Television and Palestine Satellite Channel, and he came with a new approaches toward a new situation here in Palestine, since we are approaching different visions and different perceptions here in the era, and in, of course, within the ongoing situation in the area and in the whole world.
Could you tell me, is the Palestinian media still alive in Gaza? I mean, beside the Palestinian television, what other medium do you have in Gaza?
Well, actually, we have Palestinian radio, and we have some other newspapers. We have some printed media, actually, from the we call it Wafa News Agency. We have also the Palestinian we can call it perhaps the state service organization, which deals with printed media daily, and which deals with the political approaches of news from the Palestinian Authority. And we have also some other small organizations in the universities here, in Islamic universities, in Al-Azhar University, and Al-Aqsa University, that deals with the ongoing situation and covering the news, the daily news here, especially so with the Israeli brutality against Palestinians and the peace negotiations that's going on every day.
Could you tell me if the Israeli occupation affecting your transmitting or your broadcasting from Gaza? Do you have
of
any?
Of course. As you know, we are broadcasting 24 hours. We have three main stations. We have one in Ramallah. We have one in Gaza, in eastern Gaza, part of Gaza. And we have the other one in the western part of Gaza. And unfortunately, the station, the TV station, TV and radio station in Ramallah was demolished by the Israeli soldiers. And the other one also, the transmitter in eastern part of Gaza was also demolished and headed by rockets by the Israelis, together with the studios that we used to go on live for the news studios and program studios.
I noticed
so
you have...
So it's being, sorry, so it's being directly affected by the Israelis, and sometimes they are trying to hit some other transmission and some other earth stations that we used here in our podcasting organization.
It seems like you have a great number of volunteers and participants.
Well, actually, because, you know, people, Palestinian people, want to know what's going on here in Palestine, especially from Palestinian television, from Palestinian satellite channel. Since we did not have these kind of broadcasting systems before, and it is being born, of course, with the Palestinian Authority and with the new approaches of journalists, of media people like Mr. Maher Rayes and other concerned people in the Palestinian Authority.
Could you tell me, are you managing financially? Can you? How did you manage to get all these people working with you and all this equipment going?
Well, it depends, because there are some people who are working with us, actually, and being, I mean, as employers here in Palestinian Authority, and there are some people who are volunteers who come to work as freelancers and just come to make a certain program, to produce a program, to produce some kinds of talk shows or live shows here in TV and satellite channel.
It seems you have a great job there. Like you also have the news in English, French, and Hebrew, in addition, of course, to the Arabic news and programs.
Yes, actually, we have, of course, the main news is in Arabic, and then we have two news bulletin in English. We have one in French. We have one in Hebrew. And we are trying to prepare one news bulletin in Spanish, since we have friends, we have Palestinian people in different countries that speaks in Spanish. So we are trying to expand our news ability and, of course, develop it in such a way to reach many people with such an organized way, of course.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Dr. Anwar.
We are so glad to be with you, and we hope to be to see you here in Palestine also, Mr. Youssef, and participate with us here in Palestine Satellite Channel and Palestine Television. So it will add a new thing, of course, to our work. If we'd be very happy to be, to have you with us here. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. I was talking
very
to
much.
Dr. Anwar El-Agha. He's the Director of International Relations at the Palestinian Television in Gaza, and he's also a host of Jawhar El-Hawar, is a substance in dialogue. We talked to him from his office in Gaza.